A new cozy coffee shop can be a sign that a neighborhood is changing for the better. But sometimes when a rundown neighborhood starts gentrifying, there's friction, too. Take the Hochelaga Maison Neuve neighborhood in Montreal, Canada. It's long had a reputation as a rough part of the city. Now, where there used to be bikers, addicts, and prostitutes, there are hip bars and restaurants. That change has not been smooth, though. In fact, recently, it's been kind of violent. A number of those fine dining establishments and trendy bars have been targeted by vandals. Mathieu Ménard is the owner of Le Chasseur, a restaurant that was targeted recently.
My friend said to me, we are attacked. So I just came at the restaurant and I saw that my windows just was broken. I just see a hammer inside of my restaurant. So.
So somebody threw a hammer into the window?
Yeah, because it's just trying to throw some bricks, but the bricks just doesn't work. So just try it with a hammer.
And I gather your restaurant wasn't the only one that got hit by vandals.
No, we have four.
Who did this? I mean, did anybody or any group claim responsibility?
I don't know who they are. I just know I am the victim of what? Of a change, of an evolution of the neighborhood. It's not my fault. So I don't know who did this, but maybe the police will catch him.
Wasn't there a letter attached to the bricks or this hammer?
Not at my restaurant. The other one to see a letter around the bricks.
But, and what did those letters say?
Say you're not in security, you're not at your place, and we will catch you, small bourgeois.
Matthew, why did you choose to open a business in this neighborhood?
Because I live here since 10 years. Every time I want to drink a beer or eat some good food, I was to just go at the other neighborhood up the street. One day I just wake up and I said, hey, I will open a restaurant, a good restaurant in Hochelaga, because a lot of people like me just have to go away to eat fine and drink good cocktails and something like that. So I just trying to open it and it's a success. So
do you understand the hard feelings among people who used to live in this neighborhood and now are feeling squeezed out by high rents and places like your restaurant that they probably can't afford?
Maybe you some people doesn't have the money to came at my restaurant and it's okay. But in Hochelaga, you have a lot of fast food or other restaurants. Maybe they can afford it. Don't. I'm not sure. I am the guy who provoke or change the situation in Hochelaga. I'm not the good target for sure.
Matthew, what are you going to do to cope with the problem aside from getting a hammer-proof window?
I'm doing nothing. I just continue to make great food, continue to serve clients. It's okay, you want to throw a brick in my windows? Okay, let's go. And we will change the windows. And some customers came at my restaurant last week and said, you know what, Mathieu? We are here because we know you have trouble and just please stay. Stay and continue because you're the good faces of the neighborhood and we want you. So I receive more than affection when this situation just came.
Mathieu Ménard, the owner of Le Chasseur in the Montreal neighborhood of Hochelaga Maisonneuve. Thanks very much and the best of luck.
Thank you.